We heard earlier from 15-year-old Jatu Marip, a foster child from Myanmar, about how many refugee kids come from countries that don't have a lot of access to junk food, like candy and soda. Now we're going to hear from Jatu Marip's older sister, Seng Rao. Reporter Shuka Kalantari has the story about how she adjusted to the American diet.
Basically, the food in Burma is rice.
Seng Rao Marip is 19 years old, and for 17 of those years, rice and curry was pretty much all she ate. Marip grew up in Kachin State in northern Myanmar.
We eat rice every day.
Marip says the Burmese military government had forced her family into a labor camp. A soldier took a liking to her and tried to abuse her. She says her family helped her escape to Malaysia. Soon after, the United Nations found her and her younger brother a home in Concord, California. Seng Rao Marip was 17 years old at the time. For most American teen girls, that's a time to self-explore and mature. For recent refugees, it's a time of very rapid transformation.
When I was in Malaysia, I didn't know anything about calories and read the label at the back, you know, on the packet. I didn't really care.
In Concord, nutritional information was written on almost everything Marip ate, only it was in English and in small print, so she didn't pay much attention to it at first. It wasn't long before she developed a taste for certain American junk foods, especially fried foods and soda. She began to gain weight, and like most teenage girls, she didn't like it. The problem was, she didn't know what was causing the rapid weight gain.
Before I came here, I didn't know that American food, like fast food, are not healthy.
It fell to Marip's foster mom, Christine Liu, to explain that not all foods are created equal.
Oh, she really excited about it because she really didn't know that what she eats is making her gaining weight.
And my mom also taught me how to read the labels and how to read the calories and saturated fat.
I think they have a hard time adjusting to the diet.
That's Colleen Higa. She's formerly of Catholic Charities of Santa Clara, a group providing services for refugee foster kids.
Nothing tastes like home. Nothing smells like home. The chicken that they're eating tastes nothing like the chicken they had at home if they were lucky enough to get any kind of meat.
Higa says she noticed the need for nutrition education when she found out that some of the teen girls were going on crash diets.
What I discovered one of the girls was doing was not eating throughout the day except for her dinner meal. She really liked Taco Bell. Another girl was essentially doing the same thing, but she was eating pizza.
So, in order to lose weight, the only meal they'd eat all day was their favorite fast food at night. Higa says many lived off of one meal a day in the refugee camps, so it didn't sound unreasonable to do it again to lose weight. She says Catholic Charities saw the need to provide the kids with extra nutrition education to help navigate the Western diet. Now they provide occasional nutrition classes to kids. It's a Friday evening, and Seng Rao Marip, her brother Jatu, and a dozen other refugee foster kids from Myanmar, Mexico, Sierra Leone, and other countries are at a nutrition class in downtown San Francisco.
But how about the fat in a bag of Cheetos?
The kids watch as dietitian Stefania Monetti pulls out a small bag of Cheetos brand chips to demonstrate how much fat it has.
Can I have a volunteer from the group who answered correctly? Okay, come over. Do you want to see how much fat in here?
Monetti asks for a volunteer. A boy shyly raises his hand and walks up to a table covered in sodas, chips, and candy. Monetti hands the boy a jar of lard and instructs him to scoop spoonfuls into a measuring cup.
And you might want to use your little... Maybe you want two gloves? No. Say, okay, cool. I know, it's a bit sticky.
The boy scoops 4 heaping teaspoons of lard into the cup, nearly filling it. The class agrees that's a lot of fat for one bag of chips. But that's how much there is. Then Minetti picks up an avocado to teach the difference between good fats and unhealthy fats.
So what do you think? Do you think that the fat in an avocado is good or bad?
Good.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's the good type of fat, and you get a lot of other nutrients from your avocados, okay?
The Marip kids say they've learned a lot about eating well since coming to the United States.
I didn't know that soda has so much sugar in it.
It's about 40 grams, or 10 sugar packets.
I don't drink a lot of soda like before.
Sometimes, a clear education is all it takes to develop healthier habits. In San Francisco, I'm Shuka Kalantari for Cross Currents.